Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Movie Podcast. My name is Daniel and I am joined in two pieces.
Oh.
We are two pieces.
Oh, okay, good.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is a podcast in two pieces. Joined by Shabazz. Hello, Shabazz.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How about you?
Doing great, man. You know what? When watching this documentary, I really felt like one of us was Steve and the other one was Mr. Martin Short.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at the camaraderie between Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Steve Martin Short.
Is that how we're just going to abbreviate it?
That's just
what
we're going to make.
Steve Martin Short.
Steve Martin. SMS.
Yeah. SMS. Oh.
Damn.
Send a text message. Yeah. When you look at the camaraderie between both of them, they are just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are getting way too ahead of ourselves.
We are so delighted. Guess what, Shabazz?
Yeah.
This is the Movie Podcast.
This is.
And here at the Movie Podcast, we love to have Oscar winners join us.
You know what? That's a rumor.
That is a big rumor.
It's a big rumor.
But I'm going to put some truth to that rumor. Oh,
please. Light it on fire.
Light it on fire. Joining us on the Movie Podcast today is Academy Award winning filmmaker Morgan Neville. And he is here to talk all about Steve! Martin, a documentary in two pieces, which if you didn't know, is a documentary about Steve Martin, America's dad, someone who we absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Shay, favorite Steve Martin movie off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head?
Oh, yeah.
This is, people are going to roast me for this one, though.
Okay. Why? Well, say what it is, then we'll ask why.
Okay. Bringing Down the House.
Bringing Down the House! Wow!
No,
I did not expect that.
You know what it is, man? I watched that movie when it came out. Was that 2002, 3, 4?
It was that era.
And my mom and I bonded a lot while watching that film because she's a huge Queen Latifah and Steve Martin fan, and, you know, so was I. So as a young kid, my mom and I would watch the movie all the time. We were also traveling a lot in that time when it was also popping up on airplanes. So it'd be on an airplane. My mom would be like, oh, look, let's watch this together. And I think it brings me back more really good memories.
Yeah.
And then obviously besides that, Father Bride.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Like,
I don't know. Steve Martin has not really, in my eyes, made a movie that's upset me or made me go like, oh, I don't like this.
He's always good. And obviously that's not even counting Only Murders in the Building, which is like a huge success with that show, is in seeing, you know, the talent that's gone on that show. But enough about Steve. He's not here today.
No, he's not.
Morgan Neville is joining us today, and Morgan already has made some of our favorites. I think of Roadrunner, which is a documentary that we loved.
Yeah.
You know, in the earlier days of the pandemic when that came out.
Yeah.
About Anthony Bourdain, and Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the highest grossing documentary ever.
Wow.
Which is crazy to think.
That is pretty crazy. And we loved it as well.
And then he's also working with Pharrell for his documentary, but it's also a Lego movie.
Very cool.
So like, it's really cool. Morgan is an absolutely incredible person. We were so lucky to talk to him. I want to say thank you to our friends at Apple TV for making this interview happen. Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces, is premiering globally on Apple TV Plus March 29th. That is this week. If you love comedy, if you love Steve Martin, you owe it to yourself to watch this. I think the breaking up of this documentary into two pieces, right, I think is unique in itself, where the first part really is focusing on his come up. We're not getting any really talking heads. We're just getting his life through images and footage.
Yeah.
And then part two is really diving into Steve Martin today.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a unique way of approaching the documentary. And I think that's what's so cool about the world of streaming services and how we kind of consume these episodes and movies now, where it's like, well, it doesn't have to be a show. It doesn't have to be a movie. It's like, it's a documentary, but it's in two pieces.
Right.
It's really cool.
Yeah, very cool.
But before we get to our interview with Morgan Neville, of course, this is the Movie Podcast. You can catch brand new episodes all throughout the week. If you like what we're doing here and you want to support us, there's lots of ways to do it. You could support us on Apple Podcasts. You could leave us 5 stars there. You could, you know, subscribe to us if you want ad-free episodes. Also, Patreon, if you want to help us keep the lights and the mics on, that helps us out a lot. Of course, everything you need to know is on our show notes below, including where to follow us on social media, and if you want to watch a video version of this interview.
Yeah.
And again, just a quick reminder, if you want to watch Steve Martin, a documentary in two pieces, it will be out this week, March 29th, on Apple TV Plus. Make sure you watch it. It is an incredible, incredible watch. And without further ado, please welcome Academy Award-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville to the Movie Podcast. Hey, Morgan, I'm Daniel.
Hey, guys. And
Shabazz.
Good to meet you.
That's Matt Damon behind us.
Yeah, Matt Damon and the cast of Ocean's 11 is
all. Oh, yeah.
Sheila of Gould. You're nice.
Morgan, how's your day going?
Good, good. Still early out here. So, well, earlier yeah. than you. Where are you?
And we're on Arto.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so it's honestly, we're just so grateful for you sharing your time with us. You know, we are such a huge fan of all of your film, and we're thinking like Roadrunner, and we're thinking like, Won't You Be My Neighbor? You've done so many incredible films that really dug deep into, you know, these people that we love, and I think with Steve it's no different. So I think first question out of the gate is, why Steve Martin?
I feel like when I hear an idea for a film and I without hesitation say yes, those are the best films. So you know, I grew up a huge Steve Martin fan. You know, memorized the records, watched all the movies, and I've always paid attention to him. Like, I've seen, read his books, and I even remember thinking after I read his memoir, Born Standing Up, God, I would love to make a Steve Martin documentary. And I've always wanted to make a comedy documentary too. And somebody said that Steve might be willing to make a documentary. And I just said, this, I've been waiting for this for decades. And so I went and met with Steve, and he was, it was, we didn't even talk about the documentary much. We just talked about kids and art and other stuff. You know, we just getting to know each other, because you know, I think for him, it's a bigger decision of, can I trust this person? You know, do I like this person? You know, you're going to go on this journey with this person. And we kind of clicked. And so then I just started going to Steve's house with a tape recorder and just talking to him. So I did that for hours and hours and hours before we started shooting, just to kind of figure out how he saw his own story and how he told stories, and to build our relationship. And I have to say, that is often the most fun part of making a documentary, is just being able to sit in a room and just ask him any question whatsoever. It's like,
not a bad day at work. Definitely not.
It's great. It's great. Actually, the only day that was more fun on this was the day sitting around watching Steve and Marty short with new jokes. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's like a once in a lifetime kind of experience there.
It was amazing. Yeah, I mean, those guys together, it's so interesting. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld says in the film, like, comedians don't go from a single act to a double act. Like, that does not happen. But I feel like that's a part of Steve's whole story, which is like, the whole first part of his life, the whole first film, he is a solitary man on a single journey to figure out comedy. You know, for 35 years, that's all he's focused on. And then once the jerk happens and he walks away from comedy, it's like his life goes like this. And the Steve I met had people in it, you know, and not just Marty, but a wife and a kid and a cartoonist partner in a band and all these other people he works with and collaborates with. And I just kept trying to figure out, how did he become this guy from the guy he was back then? And that's really why I ended up kind of splitting this into two different films, is that I felt like there were two different stories, and I didn't want to, and they felt different, tonally different. It's not just half of one story and another. Like, let each one become its own film.
What we loved so much about, you know, the two parts is that they on their own are as fantastic as each other. So you can just literally watch one and be like, yeah, I've gotten this information, then watch the other one and be like, now I'm getting even more. So we love that there was a separation between them, but they still felt like they shared the same DNA.
That's great. I mean, it's great to hear that. I mean, I wanted to make sure you could watch one and it would feel like a meal, and you wouldn't necessarily feel like, oh God, I wish they had done this or that. Like, I wanted to feel satisfying. And I even had people watch them in reverse order to see if that works. And it works, you know, maybe not quite as well, but it was an interesting challenge for myself. And even when I made the films, I had two different teams working on them who weren't allowed to watch the other films. So
Oh, wow.
two different editors editing separately, and composers and graphics and all that were all separate between the two. And then finally, when both films were pretty far along, I let the editors watch the other.
That's really unique, though. And I think that's what's so fascinating about, you know, Steve and like in two pieces, right? Like you're getting really like his come up and why it was so different. And, you know, for myself, like the Steve Martin that I always think about is like, you know, the father of the bride, Steve Martin, the Planes, Trains and Automobiles, Steve Martin, like that's who he forever is in my head. So getting to see literally like the other side of that coin was a really interesting deep dive, because he's always just like America's dad to me.
Yeah.
You know, he's always like that fatherly figure.
It is, you know, and it's what's interesting is that at the time he was playing a lot of those roles, he hadn't yet figured out a lot of stuff in his own life. He was single or divorced and no kids. And he says in the beginning of the second film, you know, I feel like I live my life backwards, you know, but that was surprising to me of, you know, that he kind of became the character he was playing in a way. He says it, yeah. Father, you know, it's like having movie kids made me want to have my own kid. It's like that he, and he says, you know, I would have been a terrible father if I had had a kid when I was 32 or something. You know, he wasn't ready for it. So he had to do all this work to be ready to be the guy. And now Steve kind of is the father of the bride character.
It's true. Yeah.
I mean, we discover so many great revelations about him as a person. So when you finally had that opportunity to show Steve, how did that go?
So Steve said in the beginning, he's like, I don't know if I can ever watch this. And he said a couple things that were really, so I said, well, maybe I could show it to a director who we both know, just to kind of, if you want to hear an opinion, a second opinion. And he said, the problem with that is they're going to have an opinion. The only opinion I care about is yours, which I thought was really great. And so I remember when I was finishing the cut, I said, okay, Steve, I'm going to send you a link on Friday or Saturday. And he said, okay, but I'm probably not going to watch it. And so I wake up Saturday morning, there's an email from him saying, I didn't get the link. And I wrote back, said, okay, I'm sending it at noon. He said, okay, but I'm probably not going to watch it. And I send it at noon. At 3 o'clock, I get an email from Steve, one line, loved it. And then 10 minutes later, I get another email, one line, can I show it to my shrink? And I thought that was like the best review.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what more can you, what better review can you get than that? Yeah. I think.
See, I told you.
Yeah. That's fantastic. You know, Morgan, we could talk to you all day. This has been amazing. But I'm so curious, when you're putting together a doc like this and you're spanning so much time, especially someone like Steve Martin, where are you going to first to find all of this archival footage? Where are you piecing this together and really putting this all like in the pot to make something? How are you finding all of this?
Yeah, I mean, everywhere, you know, so everywhere in every archive I can find, but also Steve's basement. You know, I had, you know, my co-producer and an intern spent months in Steve's basement scanning thousands of documents and finding videotapes. And then there were other things that we tracked down from his old manager's estate. You know, there's one performance, some of that early stand-up color performance, which is from a show he did at the boarding house in San Francisco in 1974 that was filmed for a thing that was never released. And they had both nights multicam footage of Steve in 1974 performing. And Nobody's ever seen that. You know, I mean, there's a lot of the footage in there, a lot of it nobody's ever seen, which is great, you know. And then that black and white footage of Steve, like filming himself doing his stand up with like long hair, black and white. Like he had bought one of his first Sony cameras and he was filming himself and doing things. And it took us a year to find that footage. It was, you know, somebody had a copy in a storage space somewhere, maybe, you know, it was one of those things. But with an archival film, you kind of live or die by the material you get. And I wasn't even sure we would have enough to make the first film as a purely archival film for a long time. But once we got there, I was like, okay, I think we can actually do this. I think we have enough material to actually be able to tell it archivally. And that was in Chile. I've never actually done a film like that, 100% archival film. So that was great.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. We absolutely adored it. Definitely.
Yes. Morgan, we hope we get the opportunity to talk to you again. We already know that you have some amazing stuff coming out in the future. And we're, again, like I said, hope to talk to you about that. But thank you so much for spending your time with us today. We absolutely loved Steve Doc. And we hope to see you soon.
Great talking to you guys. Thanks so much.